Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DubSiren framework shape from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually works like a real BreakLab edit tool inside a drum and bass arrangement. So this is not just about making a cool siren sound and throwing it on top of a track. We're making something that can behave like a scene change cue, attention device, and a call and response hook that helps your breaks, fills, and drop transitions hit harder. In DNB, that matters a lot, because the strongest edits are never just there to fill empty space. They create movement. They tell the listener something is about to happen. The goal here is to build a siren that feels controlled, musical, and aggressive enough to live in a jungle edit, a dark roller, or even a more neuro-leaning transition without stepping on the drums or sub. We'll start on a fresh MIDI track and keep it separate from the rest of the arrangement. That makes editing faster later, and it keeps your workflow clean. Go ahead and name the track DubSiren FW, just so you know exactly what this line is for. Then load up Waveedable as the instrument. Waveedable is a great choice here because it gives us enough control to build something classic, but also something that can be pushed into more modern territory if we want extra grit. For the basic shape, start with oscillator 1 on saw and oscillator 2 on square. Keep osc 2 lower in level than osc 1 so it adds body without taking over. A little detune is good, but don't overcook it yet. We want a siren, not a blurry pad. For voicing, keep it mono or legato if you want that classic one-note siren behavior. That's important. A dub siren works best when it has a clear identity. It should feel like a signal, not a chord wash. Now drop in a simple MIDI clip. One held note can already work, but a two-note phrase gives you more flexibility. In DNB, try placing the note around the key center of the tune, then test a second note a fifth above it. That little jump can create a lot of tension without making the part too busy. And that's a big point here. This kind of siren is usually better when it's rhythmic and intentional rather than constantly moving. Short, decisive gestures often work better than a long line that never breathes. Next, let's shape the tone with the filter. Open the filter section in Waveedable and start with a low pass 24. Set the cutoff relatively low at first, somewhere in the few hundred hertz range, and bring it up only as needed. Add some resonance, but keep it controlled. Then drive it a little if you want the tone to get sharper and more urgent. This filter-first mindset is a huge part of making the siren sit properly in DNB. The mid-range gets crowded fast, especially once breaks and bass are both active. So instead of relying on raw volume, we create identity through movement. That way, the siren can cut through the edit without fighting the whole mix. Now automate the cutoff over one or two bars. A classic move is to start a bit closed, open the tone on the offbeat, and then close it again before the snare lands. That shape gives the siren a speaking quality. It feels like it's reacting to the break instead of sitting on top of it. And here's a teacher tip that really helps. If the siren starts feeling too loud or too annoying too quickly, don't immediately reach for the fader. First, shorten the note length. A shorter phrase often fixes masking more cleanly than just turning it down. Now let's bring in pitch movement and vibrato, because that's where the dub character really comes alive. A siren is not just a waveform. It's motion. Use a small pitch envelope to create a slight rise, maybe a few semitones, and keep the attack fast. The decay can be fairly short, just enough to give that classic lift. Add a subtle vibrato as well. Keep the rate around the natural range, where it feels alive but not seasick. You want movement, not chaos. If you push this too far, the siren can start to blur the downbeat and get in the way of the break. So keep it musical and measured. A really effective phrasing trick is to let the motion build across four bars. Make the first two bars feel relatively restrained, then increase the intensity by bar three, and let bar four be the strongest moment before the edit lands. That gives you a proper build and release shape, which is exactly what you want in a tension tool. Now we move into clip automation and track automation, because this is where the sound becomes a proper arrangement device. Automate at least three things: cutoff, resonance, and vibrato depth or waveedable position. This gives you movement over time, and it also lets the siren react differently in the intro, build, drop, and switch up. For the cutoff, think in terms of a wide but intentional range. Let it move from filtered and restrained to much brighter and more exposed. For resonance, use it to sharpen the voice when you need more urgency. And for waveedable movement or pitch-related modulation, keep it subtle enough that the tone still reads clearly. The main idea is to have the siren answer the break, not fight it. If your break is busy, place the siren in the gaps. If the snare is strong on the 2 and 4, let the siren phrase start just after the snare and rise toward the next hit. That creates tension without masking the transient. The snare still gets to be king. Now let's give the sound some grit. A dub siren in drum and bass usually needs a bit of edge if it's going to survive next to crunchy drums and bass weight. A simple chain like wave eatable into saturator, then EQ8, then utility is a strong starting point. Use the saturator to add a little drive and maybe soft clip if needed. Don't just make it louder. Make it denser, sharper, and a bit more menacing. Then use EQ8 to clean up the low end. High pass it so it doesn't collide with the sub. And if the siren needs more bite, gently emphasize the upper mid-range. If it gets painful, carve out the harsh zone instead. This is one of those classic DNB mix decisions. The siren should feel like it's tearing through fog, not drilling holes in your ears. You want presence with attitude, not a fatigue generator. Once the MIDI version feels good, resample it to audio. This is where the workflow becomes much more flexible. Create an audio track, route the siren into it, and record a few bars of movement. Then keep the best parts and consolidate them. Now you can chop the siren into different edit pieces. Maybe one bar sweeps, half bar hits, quarter note stabs, or reversed pickups into a fill. This is the Break Lab mindset right here. Once it's audio, it stops being just a synth part and starts becoming an edit tool. That matters especially in jungle-style arrangements, where you can place the siren between break slices and make it feel like part of the performance. In rollers, you might keep it longer and more hypnotic. In darker, heavier sections, you can make it more surgical and leave more space around it. Now bring in your break loop or break edit and start building the arrangement around that, not the other way around. That's a key mindset shift. The siren should support the break's rhythm and energy, not flatten it. A really useful structure might look like this. In the intro, the siren is filtered and subtle. As the break comes in, the siren appears every couple of bars as a low, controlled call. In the drop, it drops out on the main downbeat, then comes back as a response later in the phrase. And in the switch up, you can use chopped resamples and sharper pitch rises to create more activity. That pre-drop conversation idea is powerful too. Let the break dominate first, then let the siren rise, then give a moment of space or silence, and then let the drop hit. That contrast makes the impact feel earned. Let's also make sure the siren sits correctly in the stereo field. Use utility to check mono compatibility and keep the width under control. You don't want the siren smeared all over the place, especially when the mix is dense. The actual sub should stay separate, and the siren should live mostly in the upper mids and highs. That separation is non-negotiable in DNB. If you want to go a step further, keep multiple resampled versions. Save a clean one, a saturated one, a filtered one, and a reversed one. That gives you a small kit of flavors you can drag into the arrangement fast, which makes later writing a lot easier. For a darker or heavier flavor, you can also add a little redux or extra saturator after resampling. Just go light. Tiny amounts of degradation can make the siren feel grimier and more hand-built. You can also use delay carefully, if you want a haunted sense of space. The key is not to clutter the groove. Keep the feedback low, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the drums rather than on top of them. Another nice variation is a bandpass or formant-like filter shape for breakdowns. That can make the siren feel more ritualistic and vocal. And if you want a bigger lift right before the drop, duplicate the clip and move one version up an octave for the last bar. That sudden rise can be more effective than just opening the filter wider. Now, if you want to push this into advanced territory, try making two contrasting versions of the siren on separate tracks. One can be thin and nasal for fills, and another wider and dirtier for transitions. You can also try a tiny microtune layer under the main siren to make it feel more human and less clinical. You can even build a stuttered MIDI gate shape, so the siren pulses rhythmically instead of just holding one note. That's a great way to turn a sustained line into a percussive edit element. So to recap the workflow, build the siren in wave-eatable, shape it with filter and pitch movement, automate the key parameters, add controlled grit, resample it to audio, and then chop it into edit-friendly phrases that can live with the break. Keep the sub free, keep the snare clear, and make sure every movement has a purpose. If the siren feels too aggressive, reduce the note length before you reduce the volume. If it feels too static, make the brightest moment happen slightly before the downbeat. That tiny anticipation can make the whole transition feel way more intentional. Your practice challenge is to make three versions of the same siren for one DNB project. One filtered intro version with a long tail and minimal movement. One brighter drop fill version that's shorter and more aggressive. And one switch-up version that's resampled, reversed in places, and processed a bit harder. Use the same bass sound for all three, and export them into a dedicated siren edits folder so they're easy to grab later. That's the whole idea here. Don't treat the dub siren like a random effect. Treat it like a framework, a controlled system, a musical signal that helps shape the energy of the tune. When you do that, your edits stop sounding pasted on and start sounding designed. All right, let's build it, resample it, and make that break section talk.